Welcome to Tiger Talk. Let's talk about learner qualities.
Hey, Tiger Talk fam.
Welcome to Season 5, Episode 5 of Tiger Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Gabby, and I'm in the 5th grade.
I'm Brayden, and I'm also in the 5th grade.
I'm Emery, and I'm in the 4th grade. Tiger Talk is a podcast that is written and produced by Easters at JTE.
Today, we are going to interview Dr. Stacy Plumley, gifted and talented director at Springdale Public Schools.
Hello, Dr. Plumley. What's the coolest thing that is happening in the gifted program at Springdale Public Schools?
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for inviting me to come and talk with you today. There are so many cool things happening across the district in Springdale schools. I think if I were to pick just one thing, though, the learning that's going on, and it's not even about what is being learned, but it's about how it's being learned. I know something that I know that's very important with students here at John Tyson Elementary is that part of learning that you guys have that ownership in, and you know and set goals for yourself, and you know what you've learned and what you haven't learned. Is that correct? So I think one of the coolest things, and they're shaking their head yes, one of the coolest things I really see is just the awareness that students have about their learning and celebrating that learning journey along the way. I think that's really, really cool to see. And being okay with not knowing answers and being comfortable with that, and but knowing how to tackle some of those questions and problems that you all have, and doing it all on your own. That's really, really cool to see.
Thank you for joining us. Today's episode is about the learner quality question.
At JTE, we say that question means I find out. Why do you think that using the learner quality of question is important?
That is such a good question. No pun intended. So, having the emphasis on that learner quality of question, what I think is really important about that is that the learner, you're not someone who's just sitting and getting information. We call that sit and get. When you're just sitting and someone's telling you and talking to you and telling you what you should learn or what you're learning, where I think the question part and why that's so important is that you are coming up with that critical and doing that critical thinking on your own. You're wanting and pursuing what you're interested in. And that, I think, then even makes it even more important when you are diving into finding the answers to those questions. So I think that is super important that you are empowered to do that, that you're taking the ownership to do that. You have the communication skills to do that, because when you're questioning, you have to be able to explain that to someone, and then really they have to understand. And it might be an expert that you're talking to. It might be that you're diving in deep into research. So I think it's just an important way to be able to have curiosity and satisfy that curiosity, and not just be a passive and being able to participate, be a full participant in your learning.
Incredible. That is really important.
How do you encourage or teach students to question?
Another great question about questioning. I think number one way to really encourage and teach students to question is you have to feel really safe in the environment in which you're questioning. Because if you are in an environment or in a classroom or with a group of kids and you don't feel like you're in a safe place and that people might think that your question is silly, then you're not going to feel comfortable about even asking that question. So I think number one is being in an environment that's very safe and that you feel like it's okay to ask questions. I think another important thing when encouraging or teaching students to question is that there are actually different kinds of questions. So you can have questions that are like yes or no kind of questions that are real easy and they don't take a lot of thought. But there's also questions that can really stimulate critical thinking and even make you even think of different ideas. So I think that's really, really good to teach students. But modeling what good questioning looks like is really important when talking to students. And then just practicing it. It's important to practice questioning because it's not an easy skill. It's something that we do a lot, but to really do it effectively and creatively to really stimulate our thinking, and takes a lot of practice to do that. So I think that's would be some ways that I would help encourage and teach students how to question.
That is fantastic.
The three of us are all in GT. How do you see gifted students using this learner quality?
So some of these can become, kids can just be naturally are born and asking questions. If you've ever been around a two-year-old or a three-year-old, they're constantly asking questions. Why does that happen, mommy? Or why does that happen, daddy? So it's something that's very natural that happens with kids. But as we get older, we sometimes think that it's not something that should be natural, that we don't want to question adults or question our teachers. But it is something that we encourage. So as gifted students using this quality, we want you to challenge yourself and go beyond the surface level of a topic. So if you are, if you do have a topic that you're discussing in your class, we want you to go beyond that and explore that and have even a deeper understanding and probe that to the depth that would be deep for you, but also with you having other people in your class and being able to talk with others and question with others, that you're going to also learn from each other. And I think that's almost as important in listening to others as it is as you coming up with those questions yourself. So it not only enhances your own learning, but it also stimulates discussions and learning from your peers. So I think that is fantastic. And just knowing that you can drive your own learning process. Again, we've talked about empowerment and how you can really dive into things that you're interested in at a deeper level. So I think, again, taking ownership of that is something that we would really encourage, and especially as gifted students, what you have such interesting things that you want to learn more about. So I feel like this time in education that we're really lucky, because when I was younger, it was that we were in rows. We weren't allowed to sit beside our friends and talk, that we had teachers that told us what to think instead of how to think. So it's really changed. Education has changed. And I think that's something I really would love for gifted students to be able to take advantage of and really embrace that and respect that, because it is a journey that you're going on. It's the learning journey. It's not always about the answer at the end, but it's about what you've learned along the way.
Interesting.
What tips do you have for parents who want to help their children learn to become questioners?
So I have a 9-year-old and I have a 12-year-old. My 9-year-old's about to be 10, so you're probably around the same age, 10 and 11. Is that right? So what I like to do as a parent is, you know, sometimes it does, when our kids ask us questions, it might not always be at the best times. And so sometimes we just give you an answer, right? And then, but that's not always the best thing to do, because we've done all the thinking. You haven't done any of the thinking. We've done all the thinking. So we want to, if you're asking questions, we want to continue to encourage your curiosity and not always give you the answers, but maybe be with you to help find the answers, or do it together, or have you be a part of different activities. And it might not even be an activity that you're super interested in, but once you get involved in it, it might be something that, ooh, I do have more questions about this. So I think just continue to encourage the curiosity, praising curiosity, but when looking and finding answers, how to find those answers responsibly, because so many of us like to go and search on the internet, right? But there are ways to do that responsibly, and then always having our parents help us with that is important, so we don't maybe end up on a wrong website that it might not be good for us.
Is there anything else about this topic that you would like to share with our listeners?
No, I think just to reiterate that, just respect the process. It's there's a power of questioning, and embrace the power of that. And just remember that it's about the journey, not always the end result.
Next up is the Tiger Tee-Hee.
The Tiger Tee-Hee is a time when we tell you a joke, because laughter fixes everything.
Can a kangaroo jump higher than a building?
I'm going to say no.
Of course, buildings can't jump.
That's good.
Now it is time for our Spread Positivity segment.
Our East program started a campaign to spread positivity. What is the best way you know to spread positivity, Dr. Plumlee?
So sometimes it's just easier for us to look at the negative parts and report on the negative parts, the parts we don't like. And sometimes it's harder to look at the positive parts. So I think being very intentional and making sure we really look for the positive things, where it then becomes something that becomes easy for us, and where the negative looking for the negative isn't as easy. So I think just always looking for the positivity, and having those positive affirmations and saying them to yourself. Sometimes we say things to ourselves that we would never say to our loved ones or to friends. And if we wouldn't say them to our loved ones or friends, should we say that to ourselves? Because sometimes we're like, I'm not good at math, we are. We just got to say that and not have a fixed mindset, right? And we have to say positive things to ourselves. So surrounding yourself with positive people, or by positive people, that I think is very important to make sure that the people around us are also being positive. And just making sure we focus on positive communication. It's not always about just being happy, because sometimes we have bad days, but it's maybe about, if we do have a bad day, trying to figure out how we can make that a good day, and just focusing on the positive aspects of life, even when we're faced with challenges, because every day we're going to be faced with challenges.
That's a fantastic way to spread positivity.
Learner qualities are tiger-tastic.
Tiger, talk to you later. Roar.